I think when I say servant leadership, I mean someone who puts the needs of the constituents above the needs of themselves. And especially in today's day and age, that means putting the needs of the people above the party, and the needs of the Constitution especially above the needs of the party. So people should know that I'll be a representative who shows up for them. I will be here in the district in the good times and in the bad, to be with people and to be a member of this community and someone who serves as a leader of this community, to bring a voice to everyone in Congress. Because really, from what I've seen, politicians in Washington have forgotten about us. They've forgotten about the people I grew up with, people I serve with, and now people that I call, you know, my neighbors. And I'm running because we all deserve a voice in Congress, and it shouldn't be reserved just for those who can afford their own corporate lobbyists, quite frankly.
Are there issues on which you think you could have the most impact, either things, you know, that are big issues that we know we're going to talk about, or something maybe not, that you think your perspective bringing it to Washington could have a big impact that then, you know, comes back here and we notice?
Yeah, great question. My top priority right out the gate will be jobs. I believe it's most important to create and help sustain a strong economy here in Central New York that is fundamentally inclusive and accessible to all the people in every corner of the district and all four counties that make up this district. So I'm going to fight to provide those jobs and basic economic security for everybody. But I also believe that healthcare should be affordable and universal for everybody as well. And like I mentioned before, you know, politicians have forgotten about us, so I want to be that voice for farmers on rural issues and agricultural issues. I want to be a voice for small businesses, especially for union members and all, you know, hardworking people who feel that, you know, parties have forgotten about them and left them behind.
You've mentioned stuff about your military background, that you grew up here, and that's of central importance to you and your campaign. What about your past do you think prepares you to run or makes you a good candidate?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've been fortunate to have an incredible career in the United States Navy that I'm very proud of. But specifically for Congress, you know, I've got experience standing up to an entrenched bureaucracy throughout my entire career. During that service, I fought to get more diverse men and women promoted to major leadership positions and correcting imbalances that I saw and thought were unjust. I was an early advocate of the Force of the Future initiative, which was part of a team of reformers who advocated for things like better family leave, increased child care access and affordability, and especially access to mental health services for military service members. And that's exactly what I want to bring, that experience and commitment to Congress.
Do you have other experience after the military? Are there things in your, you know, work history that would be interesting to know, or what have you been done? Natural question that people would have.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I was involved as a senior analyst in a digital engineering firm right out of the Navy. So I helped the Navy figure out how to use its data. You know, how do we think about the concept of big data and use it in a way that we're effectively able to fight and win our nation's wars better? And I think that translates directly into government service, because government can do better. We can improve the quality of our services to our constituents and make it easier for folks on a day-to-day basis to access their government and not think of it as something they should be afraid of, but as a partner for their families and for their lives. I've also been an advocate for veterans, particularly rural veterans and historically underrepresented veterans. And I've also been, you know, pretty heavily involved with small business and entrepreneurship, specifically defense entrepreneurship, but starting to think about how we bring jobs and incentivize businesses here in Central New York to make it easier to start a business here, because there is so much that we can do to make people feel proud to live here and do business here and raise a family here in Central New York. And I'm really passionate and committed.